Hi, welcome to Story Trail September 2026. You will want to get out early in the month to enjoy dazzling Venus. On September 1st, Venus will be 10 degrees high and will set by 9 p.m. Venus will continue to drop down in the west each night. Venus reaches greatest illumination on September 18th. On that evening, it sets within 1 hour of sunset, so you don't want to miss it. The crescent moon pairs with Venus on September 13th and 14th. What a lovely sight. And Saturn rises in the east around 9 p.m. in early September and by 7 p.m. on September 30th. Throughout the month, Saturn brightens in magnitude. And then Saturn pairs with the full moon on September 26th and the 27th. At this time of year, it's great to head outside and spend a few minutes enjoying the late summer sounds. We can still enjoy some warm nights, but autumn is just around the corner. Are you ready to enjoy our starry hike? Grab your starry trail map, bug spray, binoculars, jacket, and chair or blanket. Our hike begins around 8:30. To start, we will face west or the spectacular colors of the sunset. Trek up and you will see a bright yellow-orange star, Arcturus. You know, Arcturus has been with us since spring. Just above Arcturus, you will see a semicircle of stars. It looks almost like a necklace, but it is the northern crown or corona borealis. I think it looks kind of like a smiley face. Right overhead will be a keystone shape or crooked square shape in the stars. This is the body of Hercules, the bravest and strongest hero. Binocular time. Take your binoculars and scan around the part of Hercules facing Corona. Do you see the fuzzy object? This is the finest globular cluster in the northern skies. Look left where the red-orange star Antares, the heart of Scorpius, can be found. To the left of Scorpius, you will notice the constellation Sagittarius, which looks more like a teapot. Between Scorpius and Sagittarius is the best part of the sky to scan with your binoculars and telescope. It is rich with deep sky wonders. Turn to the opposite part of the sky or north. The Big Dipper is beginning to swing down through the sky. Take the two stars at the end of the cup and draw an imaginary line to the next bright star. You have reached the North Star. The North Star, or Polaris, is at the end of the handle of the Little Dipper. Also, to the right of the Little Dipper is Queen Cassiopeia, the W-shaped constellation. Grab your binoculars again. From the top point of the W shape, scan slowly to the right and up slightly. Do you see a fuzzy circular shape? That is the Andromeda Galaxy, our next door neighbor. But it's 2.5 million light years away. Find the bottom point of the W. Scan once again to the right and down slightly. You will come upon the double cluster in Perseus. Hike to the right and you'll be facing east. When you look up overhead, you will see a very bright star, which is Vega. Journey down and to the left, and you will come to Deneb. Now go right, and you have reached Altair. When you connect these three bright stars, you have made the summer triangle. Great job! Running through the summer triangle is the Milky Way, our galaxy, an immense amount of stars. Pop open that lawn chair or lay out on your blanket. Take your binoculars and scan through that part of the sky from north to south. Do you see all of those stars? Even if you cannot view the Milky Way due to light pollution, you can still see so many stars with just your binoculars. Now here's a challenge. Scan to the left of Altair, about a third of the way to Vega. Do you see the group of stars that resemble an upside down coat hanger? Cool, isn't it? Head back to Deneb. Imagine this to be the tail of Cygnus the Swan. To the right, there will be three stars in a line. These would be the outstretched wings. You should be able to see the long neck and head of the swan extending from the wings. The head of the swan would be directly below Vega. This is Albireo, which is a beautiful double star through a telescope. If you look just below the summer triangle, you will see a group of stars that look like a kite. This is the constellation Delphinus the Dolphin. Journey below Delphinus. Notice four stars that form a square. This is the great square of Pegasus, a sure sign of autumn. The first day of autumn begins at 8:05 p.m. on September 22nd. And then we have the full harvest moon on September 26th. Take a few minutes and listen. Farewell, summer, until next year. Next month, Saturn reaches opposition, so it'll be viewable from sunset to sunrise. Don't forget to visit starrytrails.com for maps and illustrations. Good night. See you next month.